أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. أمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This, inshallah, will be session number 2 in Al-Ama wal-Basira, blindness and ability to see, Al-Basira. In the first session, I give you a glimpse about the meaning of Al-Basira. Today, I'm going to start with something extremely important. I will give you another 3 elements to gain basira, and another 3 element can make you gain lose basira, meaning 3 element to help you to have vision and understanding and comprehending from Allah, and 3 element can lead you to the opposite. Wal'iyadhu billah. The first 3 element is number 1, dua, make dua, ask Allah to give you basira. Ask Allah to give you nur. Ask Allah to give you wisdom. I hardly see anybody in my life do that. By this way, train your nafs and your life to always seek Allah basira, guidance, nur, wisdom in every aspect of your life, before and after and during. Train it. Train it. The second element is the companionship. Companionship is very important. Companionship can help you and guide you to seek the nur of Allah, and the companionship can finish you. By this way, ask yourself, who is my companion? Who I'm listening to? Who I'm spending my time with them? And apply this to your money too. Number 3 element, good books. Books containing the nur of Allah. Especially Quran, tafsir, comprehending the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the talk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because all this nur, Allah is nur. Jibreel alayhi salam made from nur. He sent Quran is nur. He gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur. What is nur? Light. Light. I have one incident happened to me. It teach me a lot. I do not have the verses with me right now, because believe it or not, it just came to me now. One time I was in Pennsylvania, United States, and some people tell me, come on, I will take you to visit one of the biggest cave in Pennsylvania. We went to the cave, but the cave is so big, to the point, I forget how many by mile, whatever, and has a branches. And in a certain area, they tell you, don't pass through this point. And in the middle of this trip to the caves, big siren came and people was running. I said, what happened? They said, we have to evacuate. Emergency. What the emergency? A group of young people. Among them, some people is deaf and mute. they get lost and becoming a major emergency. I said, why? They said, because in emergency, when somebody gets lost, they're generating noise and asking the people to follow the sound. But if you are deaf and mute, you cannot hear any warning or anybody won't help you. And you cannot even send the sound of asking somebody to help you. I said, Subhanallah. I surrender to Allah. I can share it with you later on. About a verse in Quran, or many verses, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talked about the people who Allah snatched them the light, and He left them in the darkness. And He talked about the darkness over darkness in the sea. If they even put their hand up, they cannot see it from darkness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse with something amazing. He said, Summun bukmun fi zulumat. Deaf, mute in the darkness. When I used to hear this verse and read it in the early days in my life, I cannot comprehend it. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about darkness and disability of able to see and deaf and mute. This is ultimate darkness. Because imagine if you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot talk. Meaning in emergency, in a situation, you cannot ask for help. And if somebody won't help you, you cannot hear them. And like I tell you, this can happen in a cave, in a desert, or in a sea. Because one of the ways to rescue someone is sound. Sound can help you to rescue someone. Either I generate sound, or I send you sound. If you're deaf and mute, how we can communicate? And if you're blind, how you communicate? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about blindness and the hypocrite and disbeliever and unbeliever who are in a darkness, they will never come out. Look at the talk. Look at the warning. They will never come out. When somebody loses his sight, in Arabic language he said, or we say, he lost the nur of his eyes, the light of his eyes. By this way, Allah emphasizes this topic in Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He emphasized in the end of time, the blindness will increase. And disability of seeing the truth will increase. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I tell you, He say it in many areas in Quran. How you can get out of darkness when you are deaf, mute, and blind? Allah give this example of those who Allah blind them and seal their heart and seal their faculty. Imagine. Who will seal you? Allah. Who will disable all your faculty is Allah. You can see color, you can see sky, you can see everything. But this is not what Allah mentioned. You cannot see the truth. You cannot distinguish between the truth and falsehood. You cannot distinguish between what is good for you and what is bad for you. This is big. This is very big. Until you go and destroy yourself. Last way, this is one of the elements Allah can make a human being destroy himself. When Allah snatched the element of vision, the element of nur. Because if you have no nur, if you have no light, it doesn't matter where you are. You do not know direction. You cannot. Anywhere you are, just close the light 100%. All of a sudden you have this certain fear, discomfort. You're afraid to get hurt. You're not sure what's going on. Imagine if you are in a darkness, in an area you're not sure about it and you don't know how you feel. And imagine if you do not know how long you will be. And imagine you have no way of communication by action, by listening, or by talking. Some of the people experience attack from shaitan. And when you are in the sleep, you become tight, and the shaitan overwhelming you to the point you want to scream, but you cannot scream. And you feel paralyzed. You feel so scared. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make for every faculty is a purpose. And one of them is what? When somebody attack you, when you're going to be drowning, what the first thing? Help! And you're screaming. By the way, imagine if you are mute. How you can scream for help? And if you're deaf, how you can hear any warning? And if you're blind, you have no direction. You do not know. You cannot distinguish. What it meaning? You will be astray in this life. By the way, the topic about blindness and basira is big. If you ask me, the majority of us is blind. But blind is many levels. And basira is many levels. And the ultimate basira, Allah give it to Messenger and Prophets. After that, He give it to certain people. To the point like Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, when somebody passed by. And he said, I see the sign of adultery in your eyes and your face. He said, are you a psychic? Are you not the future? He said, no. Did you not hear what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه يرى بنور الله وفي رواية فإنه يرى بعين الله. Be aware about the deep comprehending of the mu'min. He see with the light from Allah. Another report, he see with the eye of Allah. Is metaphor about Allah give you certain infrared system. I call it this way. You can see in the darkness. Right now you have certain camera and certain light, invisible, but you can see at light. In the ultimate dark, you see. This is basira. Basira, when Allah allow you to know the depth and comprehending things nobody comprehend. By this way, what is this meaning? It will allow you to act and react. It allow you to make a decision, yes or no. It allow you to maneuver this life toward Allah and not get astray. I'm going to recap quick. Make dua. Train yourself in every condition and everything happening to you. You ask Allah. Allah, please, give me basira, ya Allah. Give me nur, ya Allah. Give me hikmah, ya Allah. Allow me to see. And allow me to follow what you want me to see. And don't make me belong to myself. Again, intellect. Intellect is a big musibah. If is not be guided by Allah. Let me scan some of the verses for you and see what's going on. I really now not concentrating very well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise, chapter 104, Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us, you have nur and basira from Allah. Follow it. And whoever blind, nothing I can do for you. Verse 50. Say, I do not have the treasure of Allah and do not know the unseen. And I do not tell you I'm a king. I'm just following the word of my Lord. Say, is the blind equal the one who can see? أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ Did you have no intellect? Allah, He talk about many messenger prophets when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guard them and save them and destroy their people. Allah called them قَوْمًا عَمِّينَ They are blind. Surah Hud, chapter Hud, verse 24 and 43. And some of them, they look at you. Do you think you can give them basira? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have two groups, one is blind and one able to see and hear, is aren't both of the group is equal? Do you think? Do you remember? Chapter al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter Isra, verse 72 until 97, or until, yeah. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقَّ مَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Again, in a state of questioning, is the one who know is revealed to you, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from your Lord is the truth, is equal the one who is blind? Only the one who have intellect, remember. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talk about intellect in Quran, is related to the one can comprehend the message of Allah. You receive the message, you comprehend the message. You are living according to the guidance of Allah, this call, ulul albab. You can have all the intellect, all the doctorate degree, everything, but you're not a believer. And you're not following the message of Allah. You are blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give example. In chapter Al-Isra, verse 97. What He said? He said, the one who Allah guide is equal or similar to the one Allah misguide. And then يوم القيامة they will be resurrected. Blind, deaf and mute. And Allah will throw them in their own face to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warning us. In chapter Taha, chapter 20. Whoever do not remember me. Whoever do not remember me. I will make his life miserable. And يوم القيامة he will be resurrected blind. He will say, Ya Allah, why you resurrected me blind and I was able to see? He will tell you, I send you my message. You neglected and today you will be neglected. Chapter Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you not able to walk in earth and to think with your heart and able to see with your heart? I wanted to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talk about, did you able to comprehend and see with your heart and hear with your ear? And he give us the famous verse, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ, is not the blindness of the eyes, but is the blindness of the heart in the chest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he repeat this many area. Many area. Many time, he compare between the blind and the one who can see. And he tell us, are they are equal? Chapter Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 71. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, he warning us about the fitna. And if Allah do not give you tawbah, he will not allow you to see the fitna. You will be blind. If you're blind and a fitna arise, a situation arise, you will not able to know what is right from wrong. It's not the tree and the sky. You will never able to comprehend any condition. And if you do not comprehend the condition, and you get guidance from Allah and nur from Allah and wisdom from Allah and basira from Allah, you will never comprehend it, right? You will never follow the truth. And shaitan manipulate you. I'm just giving you glimpses. It's a lot. It's really a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talk about the one who remember Allah and the one who follow the guidance of Allah. Those the only one follow the light of Allah. And those who deny the message of Allah and the nur of Allah, Allah called them mute, deaf, and blind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warning. He said, you will never, imagine, you will never able to make them hear. Imagine, you will never able to make them hear. Today I hear it a lot. Some people ask me, how these people cannot see? How is it? You cannot. Even if you go with a microphone and tell them, this right, this wrong, they cannot. It's not the talk. I want you to remember, if Allah seal someone's heart and seal your vision, seal your ear, seal your tongue, what it meaning? Again, you cannot comprehend with your heart. You cannot see the truth. You cannot hear the truth. You cannot say the truth. Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Fussilat, verse he talk about وَأَمَّا ثَمُودَ. I'm sorry, chapter 17, verse 44. فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّوا الْعَمَى. The people of Thamud, I guide them. But they prefer and beloved to them is blindness. Today, a lot of people prefer blindness. If I tell you, you're blind, you cannot see. You're not seeking guidance. If you're not seeking guidance, you're blind and you prefer blindness. Do you think if you prefer blindness, can I guide you? Can I help you to be guided? Can I give you light? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter Az-Zukhruf, verse 43, verse 40. He said, are you can able to let the deaf hear or to the, make the blind see? No. Those people, this chapter Muhammad, verse 23, the answer. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَعِذُ بِاللَّهِ. Those people, Allah cursing them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. He make them deaf, mute, and blind. By the way, if Allah cursing someone, He will not allow him to see, comprehend, or even hear. This is a curse by Allah. It's not a sins. It's not a major sins. You have sins, you have major sins, and this can be forgiven. And you have curse by Allah. How I know somebody is cursed by Allah? When the person see all the knowledge in the front of them, but they cannot hear it. They cannot see. They cannot follow. All of us in a big trouble of anger of Allah in different aspect and different level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chapter Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 46, 50, 103, 104, and 110. I'm going to repeat it. Chapter Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 46, 50, 103, 104, 110. But look at 46. Say, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took your ability to hear and He sealed your vision and He sealed your heart, who can enable you to see? Look! Look to the amount of ayat and after that they walk by. Is this not scary? We in it, my brother and sister in Islam. We really in it. We really in it. We really in it. We really in it. Verse 179, Al-A'raf. This belongs to ghafla. When people in ghafla, when people in heedlessness, Allah promised to seal the vision, the eyes, and the heart. They will not comprehend. And Allah said, these people will be like a cattle. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. but worst. Allah talk about the believer. If shaitan come and make you disabled to see for a period of time, the believer, remember Allah, Allah will give you your vision back. What it mean? It doesn't matter who am I. Can I be perfect? No. This journey is a journey, is a fight. You remember Allah, you belong to Allah. Your iman is alive. You can see, you can comprehend, you can have basira, you can have vision. Once your dhikrullah is low, once I forget akhirah, once I'm living in heedlessness, I'm sliding. And the mu'min is supposed to be in a state of iman, in a state of Islam, in a state of dhikrullah, and when he forget, he get attacked from shaitan. He remember Allah, he go back. What about the people who hardly remember Allah? They hardly remember akhirah, meaning they are in a state of heedlessness, meaning they are in a state of blindness. Wala'izu billah. Until they make tawbah and Allah give them tawbah. Even in the topic of rizq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, say, who provide to you from the earth and the sky? Who own the hear and vision? Who bring the crops from the ground? And who give life? فَيَسَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. They said Allah. Said, أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. This chapter, Yunus, verse 31, 43, 67. You can go read them. Chapter Yunus, chapter 10, verse 31, 43, 67. And among them who look at you, look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he composed. And among them, he look at you. Are you the one can give them guidance after they've been blind? You see, in here in Quran, Allah over and over again, he talk about that. Chapter Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 108. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Say, Muhammad, this is my road, this is my way. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I make da'wah to Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Me and my follower. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The scholar said, the basira in here belongs to Rasulullah coming from the wahd, from the revelation from Jibreel alayhi salam. And our basira coming from Allah and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us in chapter An-Nahl, verse 78. And Allah bring you from the belly of your mother. You do not know nothing. And he give you ability to hear, ability to see, ability to comprehend. Maybe you're thanking me. Maybe you show gratitude to me. Now 108. The same chapter, when he talk about the kuffar and munafiqeen, the disbeliever, you know what he said? Those the one, Allah seal their heart, and he sealed their ability to see and hear. And those are ghafilun, again, the heedless one. Chapter al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us, vision, ability to see and talk is completely responsibility and amana. Be careful what you're doing with it. I have plenty of verses like that in Quran. Now, the reason I share all these verses with you, do we value light? Do you scare from darkness? Do you value comprehending? Do you scare from ignorance and lack of knowledge? We are in a trip in this dunya, exactly like the people in the cave, the one I tell you about it in the beginning. Allah give us this faculty to able to distinguish between right and falsehood. But this faculty, Allah warning us, if it's not guided by the nur of Allah and the basira of Allah and the wisdom from Allah, you can have all the faculty, but you cannot see, you cannot comprehend, you cannot hear, you cannot talk good. But this way, in this life, and especially now because we are in the end of time, I need nur, I need light, I need basira, I need hikmah, I need ability to see. Did you ever travel in a very back road or somewhere and the navigation GPS is locked or get crazy and you lost your way? Did you ever drive at night and the car lost power and you lost light? How you feel? You panic. We get used to have light. The moment the power go down and the light go down, we panic. What about this life? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blind me and take my GPS ilahi, the navigation from Allah to this dunya to enable me to live for Allah, to feel for Allah, love for Allah, thinking for Allah, acting and reacting for Allah. This talk is not easy. If you're not in a state of dhikrullah, be with Quran, in the right companion, making dua, humble yourself and train yourself not to act or react until you ask Allah. This is my first teacher. He teach us that. Today, I hardly see anybody want to do that. I meet people, you're in a condition. Ask Allah. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we never was shy. Even if I lose my slipper, I make two rak'ah and ask Allah where it is. By this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam training them all the time to seek guidance from Allah. You forget, seek guidance from Allah. You remember, ask Allah to make it a source of hidayah to you. You have, thank Allah and beg Allah to make you a source and make this a source of hidayah for you. You do not have, ask Allah and ask Allah with wisdom. Oh Allah, what's happening? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warning us about that. He warning us about that. By this way, we have a beautiful quality Allah can give you. It's called basira. I'm telling you, I'm calling it the infrared information system. The one that allow you to know and comprehend what you nobody can comprehend. Or عَمَى وَلَا يَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ blindness, which you cannot able to see. Even if I can tell you it look this, it look that, you cannot see. You cannot see, you are blind. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I didn't want to make it too long. I have a lot to share with you. And like I tell you, imagine you are in Bahrun Lujji. You are in a very heavy, wavy sea. Above it is wave, underneath it is wave. It's so dark. Even if you put your hand, you cannot see it. Nobody can hear you. You cannot scream, and if you scream, nobody can hear you. You cannot see. You cannot scream, you cannot hear. Do you know what it means? You're doomed. Finished. You're doomed. Allah gave us this example about those who are living in this life without guidance, without nur from Allah, without basira, without ability to see. I need light. I need vision. I need basira. I need guidance. I need hikmah. I need all this ability. How I get that? Call Allah. Train yourself to call Allah all the time. Accident condition happen. Family crisis, finance problem, this issue. Call Allah. Ask Him. He will guide you. Train yourself, not use your mind or emotion, but ask Him first. How you do that? Train yourself to be always in a state of dhikrullah. Contact yourself with Allah by Quran all the time. But don't read it just like that, no. With comprehending. Because Quran is full of messages. And be with the right companion the maximum you can. You seek guidance, Allah will give you. You seek nur, Allah will give you. You seek wisdom, Allah will give you. Like one sister, she asked me, okay, how I love Allah? How I let Allah love me? It's very simple. Simple. Wallahi, it's simple. Call Allah, love me, Allah. Do the thing beloved to Allah. And get away from the things do not love Allah love. Be with those Allah love. Try to please Allah and thank Allah and love Allah. Work for Allah. Remember Allah. Show gratitude to Allah. And humble yourself by always asking Allah to guide you. This is why اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. I have a lot to share, but I do not want to take a lot of time of your life, because the message is the same. Really, the message is the same. There's a lot of verses in Quran about that. A lot. A lot. But all of them is really similar. But it repeated over and over again. Over and over again. My dear brother and sister in Islam, ask Allah for guidance, real one. And what it means, real one? Be in a company of those. Read about guidance. Read Quran, read Islamic books, good one. With the intention to seek guidance, not to send me a link, and I send you a link. Train yourself to humble yourself. To every action under action, ask Allah. Always thank Allah. And be patient in a situation arise. Because whatever happening, it is no accident. Ask Allah, please, don't seal my heart. Don't blind my eyes. Don't make me deaf and mute, Ya Allah. Communicate with Allah. Communicate with Allah. We need Him. We need Him now. We need Him in the moment of death. We need Him in the grave. We need Him Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us basira, and nur, and qabool, and barakah, and hikmah, and allow us to be with Him all the time. And oh Allah, protect us from heedlessness and dunya and blindness, Ya Allah. And your anger, Ya Allah. Protect us from your anger. Protect us to be, Ya Allah, cursing us and cursing our family, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send us and shower us with your rahmah and hidayah. And lift your anger and torture from us, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and do. And make it a source of hidayah and basira and nur and hikmah to me and everybody else. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.